opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in 1 week. It comes out in 1 week.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Yeah, baby, it's all fun, isn't it? It's all fun here on the Mark Harrington Show. We just got done with a five-city tour of the state of Ohio as part of Operation RNC, and this is what happened. Some of my best friends just showed up, you know. They happened to be there, and for some reason they didn't like me. I don't know. I must have that effect on people. I don't know. I mean, what isn't there they're like, I mean, about me? I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm so friendly and nice. Maybe it's what we do. Maybe it's because we oppose child killing, that the child killers, Planned Parenthood and the rest, oppose what we do. Well, in the second segment, I'm going to talk about Operation RNC and what's happening with the Republican National Convention. We got some breaking news regarding our outreach there at the Republican National Convention. But before we get to that, I want to give you an update on what's been going on here in the city of Columbus in regards to this so-called buffer zone law. I call it an anti-free speech law or censorship law or bubble, you know, censor bubble zone. By the way, did you ever see that Seinfeld episode with the bubble boy? Remember the bubble boy? I feel like this is about the bubble boy. You can't get near the bubble boy or bubble girl if they go into an abortion mill. You got to stay 15 feet away. Got to have this bubble around them, protecting them from anything that might disturb them or make them feel, upset or annoyed. The bubble boy. I should call it the bubble boy law. Anyway, we fought hard, folks. We had meetings with city council individually. There was a so-called public hearing, which I wouldn't call it such, but as far as it goes, where the sponsor of the bill, Ms. Liz Brown, she won't be referred to as Mrs., even though she's married and hasn't taken, she won't take her husband's name. Does that tell you anything? It tells me pretty much everything about her. But anyway, Liz Brown, council member, main sponsor, held a hearing about a week and a half ago. It was supposed to be an hour and a half, open to the public, 33 minutes total, divided between the two sides. That's about all that was. But in that, at least we were able to make our case. And then after that, lo and behold, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, comes out against the bubble zone. Believe it or not, strange bedfellows, aren't we? Now, I've had rare opportunity to be on the same side as the ACLU. This is one case. Now, let's be clear. The ACLU is the Antichrist legions of the underworld, in my opinion, right? They oppose everything that's good and right and just in America, everything that's Christian, everything that's moral, for the most part. But every once in a while, they get it right on free speech. You know, they say a clock is right at least twice a day. That's probably true with the ACLU. In this case, they oppose the bubble zone. They oppose the bubble zone. Now, I think you understand that the ACLU, however, is unapologetically in support of abortion killing. They have been strong abortion supporters ever since Roe v. Wade. So they make it clear that this isn't their opposition isn't about abortion. It's about the free speech issues. So the ACLU came out against it. The police department of the Columbus Police Department shared their concerns about it, saying that they felt it was difficult to enforce. And that was our point. You know, that's why we got out a 15-foot, we got out a tape measure and extended it 15 feet. And explained how impossible, how absolutely absurd it was that they were going to try to enforce this bubble zone around bubble boy and girl. It just wasn't going to work. And so they weighed in. And because of that, the law was amended. The law was amended. And here is Liz Brown speaking at the city council meeting the other night.
Section B3, which previously took its definition of harass from the prohibited behaviors in our disorderly conduct statute, will now, with this amendment, simply refer back to our disorderly conduct statute to avoid any and all confusion on how to interpret its meaning.
And that was the compromise, if you will. And this law now has been watered down. Now, it was voted out unanimously by city council, but it was amended. And what happened is they struck the language that included, quote, follow and harass, unquote, within the bubble zone against the bubble boy or the bubble girl. So that's been struck. And what they have done is the now the law basically follows the disorderly conduct statutes in the city code. That's chapter 2317 of the Columbus City Code. And now, and they basically increased the penalties for disorderly conduct within the bubble zone against the bubble boy or the bubble girl going into a reproductive health care facility, or I should say, abortion mill. They've made it a first-degree misdemeanor, punishable up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 in comparison to the normal disorderly conduct statute, which would be applied outside the bubble zone against the bubble girl or the bubble boy, who might go into a quote-unquote reproductive health care facility or a abortuary or death chamber, a death pit, however you want to term it. The fourth degree misdemeanor, 30 days and $250 in fines. So they've increased the penalties on the disorderly conduct within the bubble zone against the bubble girl or the bubble boy going inside. That's how they've changed the law. Now, two things real quick. Good news, bad news. Good news is business as usual for us. We never acted disorderly to begin with. You know, we don't tackle people, punch them, grab them, all of this stuff that would be considered disorderly conduct in the city code. We've never done that, never will. So it doesn't affect us. However, now it's likely, and I'm just going to likely, you know, project that this will not stand up against any kind of constitutional challenge, probably. We're still weighing our legal options, but we don't know what we're going to do. We may still sue the city over it, but once again, we're evaluating things. We got 30 days until the law is put into place. So that's what's happening. Now, real quickly, I want to share with you the ACLU at the city council. This is basically sharing their concerns about this bubble zone or buffer zone against bubble boys or girls that go inside the reproductive health care facilities, or should I say killing centers of Planned Parenthood. The ACLU said in their letter to the city, quote, buffer zones provide no additional protection that is not already under existing law. See, that was our point all along. Our point was that this was redundant. that the idea of disorderly conduct and harassment and all this stuff was already in law. Didn't need to be put into additional city law here. It was redundant and unnecessary. It's already against the law to obstruct or block somebody from going into a building, especially an abortion mill, according to the Freedom to Access Clinic Entrances Law that was passed in the 1990s in a reaction to Operation Rescue Civil Disobedience and blocking doors of abortion mills across America. A federal law is in place that makes it up to 5 years in prison for blocking the doors or the egress or ingress of an abortion facility. So it's redundant, and the ACLU agreed with us on that. But here's what they said the other night at City Council.
We will certainly get a copy of the amended ordinance, take a look at it, and weigh in further regarding this. I think it is an improvement to what was initially offered. I don't know and suspect that it doesn't take care of all of our concerns. I think using a disorderly conduct statute, no matter where it comes from, creates and exhibits some of the same problems that we discussed.
Well, there you go. In their letter to the city before the amended text of the ordinance, they said, quote, this is the ACLU, quote, "This represents an unacceptable barrier to free speech." Well, you know, I don't find myself on the side of the ACLU very often, but in this case, we are on their side. And our hopes is that they will sue the city of Columbus. I'm not certain they will. We're looking at it, but either way, whether we sue or whether we don't sue, we are not backing down. We are not going to allow the other side to intimidate us into submission, intimidate us into silence, to try to shut us up and bully us, to keep us off the sidewalks of abortion facilities, to be able to witness to men and women going inside, to be able to share with them information about the effects of abortion, information about prenatal development, the gospel, all of that. Now, we are not going to allow them to keep us off the sidewalk, period. That's not going to happen. And the good news is that it looks like this law is not going to do that, because it only tracks the harassment statute within the 15-foot, so-called 15-foot bubble zone, as we reach out to bubble girl or bubble boy as they go inside. I mean, isn't it absurd in America that we have to create bubble boys, bubble zones, buffer zones, bubble boys and bubble girls going into abortion facilities or anywhere else? That there are anti-free speech zones that we basically said, in this particular area, this location, you are no longer allowed to say this. Basically, singling out speech, a particular type, based on content. That's all this is. Now, the city of Columbus may get away with this. I don't know. It's not going to stop us from going out and being a witness in front of these abortion centers to the killing of the unborn, calling people to repent for the shedding of innocent blood. We'll be right back. And on the other side, we'll be talking about what's going on in Cleveland, Ohio at Operation RNC. Stick around.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net. Or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
All right, just let that music sink in a little bit. I mean, it's sweet, isn't it? One of the best guitarists, heavy metal guitarists ever, Robin Trower. All right, we're back here at the Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance, folks. You can follow us 24/7. You can listen to the program anytime on your mobile device by going to our website at createdequal.org. Click on the music icon, I mean the radio icon, that is, and you can follow us on Podbean or iTunes if you prefer. We always post these on our Facebook page at Created Equal, these radio programs, so you can listen to them as you wish and at any time you would like. So that kind of wraps up things at City Council. Let's just say this. It's kind of a wash. It's, you know, we got some of the things we wanted. I think the law has been watered down to the degree that it won't affect us at all. It's not going to bother us one bit. They may claim some kind of moral victory over this and be able to beat their chest and say, hey, we won one against the anti-choice folks. So be it. So be it. So be it. Anyway, let's move on to Operation RNC. That is our effort to convince the platform committee of the Republican National Committee to include a defunding provision to Planned Parenthood. Now, this is no different than asking the Congress to defund Planned Parenthood, completely within our scope as a nonprofit organization. By the way, we do not endorse candidates. As an organization, we're not for Trump, we're not for Hillary. We aren't. We are a educational foundation dealing with the abortion issue specifically. And not even Bernie, by the way. We're not for him either. But I mean, we're one or the other. It doesn't matter. And we do that for two reasons. A, that's just not our mission. We don't believe that that's where we should spend our time and effort. And number two, we are prohibited by law, the IRS. We are law-abiding people. We follow the law. And the IRS says you cannot endorse, oppose, support candidates. We just don't do that. But we can ask parties or individual candidates and support particular pieces of legislation or in this case, a defunding plank to the Republican National Committee's party platform. And that's what we're going to do. We're going up to Cleveland during the week prior to the Republican National Convention to draw attention to the issue of the sanctity of human life and calling on the committee to include this in the sanctity of life platform, the plank to the platform that is a defunding provision. And so what I did is I traveled throughout the state. We went to 5 individual locations, 4 of them Planned Parenthood facilities, with my good friend Reverend Patrick Mahoney and Troy Newman from Operation Rescue. And we called attention to this and tried to get folks to pay attention to the convention that's happening in Cleveland. And this is what happened. Here's a report.
Section B3, oops, which previously wrong one. Took its definition.
It's the wrong clip. Here it is. Sorry. Here's a news clip from that.
Now to the Metro Report. Pro-life supporters gathered in downtown Toledo today to call for an end to federal funding for Planned Parenthood clinics. They want the $540 million currently given to Planned Parenthood to be redirected to 13,000 federally licensed health clinics, which provide comprehensive women's health care. The Planned Parenthood reps say they provide just as good of reproductive care as those facilities.
If we don't defend these rights that we have now, we're going to lose them. They are under constant attack with new, ridiculous laws that have no relevance to women's health, that are set specifically to just prevent abortion, prevent reproductive health care from happening. We want to preserve those rights. We want to keep those rights for ourselves and for our kids, for the next generation.
You know, we're hoping the Republican Party takes seriously the sanctity of life plank that they've had in the party since Roe v. Wade was handed down in 1973, and that there wouldn't be an attempt to water down the plank.
Well, so I apologize a little bit for that audio there. That's taken from WTOL. That's Fox News in Toledo. We were in front of the Planned Parenthood facility there in Toledo holding a press conference. And if you heard the chanting behind there, that's what I played at the beginning of the program. Here's the difference between us and them. We had a press conference on the sidewalk. Guess what? They shouted us down the whole time, screaming and yelling in our face, not allowing us to say a word without being having to try to raise our voices over them. And, you know, I know how the other side operates. They're like cheering. That's, oh, yeah, that's the way to do things. We would never do that. I mean, listen, I feel like the public square is a place for free speech. They want to say something, I'm not going to interrupt them. Now, I'm going to get up and say what I want to say, too. We can have a debate on this issue, which is a very important, very difficult issue, that is child killing, without being disagreeable, without being uncivil, without being mean and angry. We can do that. But the other side doesn't think so. They shout down every time. It makes for great theater. I mean, I can play it on the radio and everybody can think, yeah, what a bunch of people that don't really aren't interested. They aren't interested in debate. They aren't interested in debate because they lose that every single time. My good friend Troy Newman was with us, and this is what he said. This one isn't going to work either. I guess I should have checked these before I went on the air. Troy Newman was with us, and he talked about how we want to divert or redirect, I guess is a better way of putting it, the $550 million. Think about that. Half a billion dollars goes to Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion killer in the country. They kill almost 300 million children a year. Your tax dollars go to them. What we're asking for is that the Republican National Committee would include in their platform a plank or a phrase, if you will, that would defund Planned Parenthood and redirect that money, that half a billion dollars, to federally accredited health centers. There's thousands of those all throughout America. Only 600 Planned Parenthood facilities. Why not give the money to the people that don't kill babies, that provide all the other services, supposedly, that Planned Parenthood does? Right? You know, this lie that Planned Parenthood only spends 3% of its budget on abortion. I mean, what a bunch of crap. I'm sorry. It just simply is a lie from the pit of hell. It gets regurgitated, restated all the time, and nobody checks them on it. 3%? Well, if it's 3%, then why doesn't Planned Parenthood stop killing babies if it's only 3%? If 97% of their services are doing other things, then why would they go to bat so hard on abortion? You know, as a business person or a business decision alone, I'd think, listen, I'm not going to ruin the other 97% of what I do because of the 3% that people don't like. It's crazy. It's not 3%, folks. They compare it to a pap smear or getting a pregnancy test. Abortion is not the same as a pap smear or a pregnancy test. It takes hours. It costs hundreds of dollars to perform, right? Believe me, it's not 3%. But it is a large percent of their revenue. So here's what we're doing. We're going to Cleveland. Operation RNC, July 13 through 15, will be on the streets of Cleveland, and I have breaking news. I just got off the phone with the city of Cleveland trying to get our permits approved, and they've denied us access to the sidewalk in front of Quicken Loans Arena on July 15. And that's even before the convention begins. And then I read, right before I left for the radio station here, that a federal judge has ruled that any restrictions on free speech within the security zone is unconstitutional. Apparently, the city didn't get the memo. I don't know. So we're going to be following up on this, folks. We are fighting for the preborn, but we are also fighting, if not as often, for the rights for free speech, to speak as Americans what's on our mind. And folks, we need your support. If you believe in free speech, you believe in the right to life, send us some help. CreatedEqual.org. You can go there and give electronically, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236. See you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.